Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I am at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. We got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Randy is always good, so keep it locked for that. But you heard it at the top. Steph Curry is now the game's all-time leader in three-pointers made, passing the great Ray Allen to get that honor, I guess. And Rob, the NBA this has become a huge event. You know, a few games ago, somebody asked him if he could hit 16 to pass Ray in one night.
What a joke that was.
And, he didn't poo-poo, which I get it. You know, he's that great. You shouldn't poo-poo it. You never know. But that became a big story. And tonight, it was a, I don't know if you saw it, Rob. They made a scene at the Garden. Spike Lee was all over the place. Both of Steph's parents were there. He got big hugs from them. Ray Allen was there. They talked to Ray and Reggie Miller before the game. Reggie Miller's on the call. Reggie's third in three-pointers made. They stopped the game. They did much more for this, Rob, than the NFL is doing for all these records that Tom Brady's breaking, you know, this year.
Well, let me say this. I think as years go by, and if you guys want to argue with me and call him the greatest three-point shooter because he's had more makes.
Not three-point shooter. Shooter.
No, I'm saying, but if you want to argue with me about his three-point shooting prowess, fine. He's not the greatest shooter in my mind. That's just me. But here's the other thing that years from now, you'll look back at it and it'll be comical. Hear me out. Because you'll realize that it has more to do with the game and guys putting up threes more so than it being about Steph Curry. And here's to illustrate exactly that point. Steph's record probably won't last that long because in his first 4 years, Steph had 643 threes. Donovan Mitchell in his first 3 seasons.
That's attempted or made?
Makes. Makes. Okay. 726. Right?
Right.
So he already had way more in his first four, and now Trae Young's coming up behind him, Chris. Currently in his fourth season, he's on pace for 710. All I'm saying is the numbers are astronomical, and there'll be guys coming behind him shooting even more threes than maybe Steph even attempted to start, and they'll play, and this record will be changing hands over and over and over. I get it. At this moment, they want to celebrate it, have a great night. I'm not knocking it. I'm not going to rain on this parade. It rained like cats and dogs in L.A. But I think
it's
overdone.
Did it today?
Oh, my God. Like,
oh, wow. About time y'all got some inclement weather. I'm up in
here. No, it rained. Rob G.
Northeast battling.
You're from here. It rained last night, right? And all day today, like most of the
day. All right. Here's the thing, Rob. I hear what you're saying. They shoot far more three-pointers than they ever did. All right. Ray Allen, the leader, obviously, before tonight, attempted 5.7 three-point shots per game for his career. Steph Curry attempts 8.7 for his career. So that's three more attempts per game. So, yes, they shoot far more threes than ever. And that has something to do with this. But here's where you're wrong, Rob. And look, I don't view this like if LeBron passes Kareem as the all-time leading scorer, that'll be far bigger than this to me. And I don't think he will, but I mean, I don't know who in the world is going to catch John Stockton for the all-time assist lead. But if somebody ever does, that'll be a bigger deal. Rebounds, we don't keep totals as much. Nobody's going to get near what Bill Russell and those guys did, right? But those are the three big counting stats. I think Russell Westbrook averaging a triple-double for a season, and now obviously, three seasons, is more impressive. To me, this is like if somebody breaks the steals record. Nice. Great. But not a huge deal. That said, Steph Curry is easily the greatest shooter in NBA history. If you want to say he's not the greatest clutch shooter in NBA history,
no, you can't be both.
I'm not talking to you.
No.
I'm giving my point.
Go ahead.
If you want to say he's not the best clutch shooter, fine. But Steph Curry is clearly, it ain't even close. Because when you look at the top 10 shooters' three-point percentage, Steph is and his brother Seth now. They are the only two players in the top 10 percentage-wise who were full-time players. Everybody else was a specialist off the bench who shot threes. Kyle Korver, Steve Kerr, Tim Legler, Hubert Davis. And all they did was come in and catch and shoot. Steph is running off screens, catching and shooting, creating his own shot off the dribble, playing for 37 minutes a night. I mean, he's a 43% career three-point shooter. Ray Allen, as great as Ray was, and Ray was awesome. Ray is underrated. Ray Allen is 47th in three-point shooting percentage. Steph is 7th. Reggie Miller is 61st in three-point shooting percentage. It took Ray Allen 1,300 games to set this record. Steph broke it in 788. And Ray Allen still, to this moment, has attempted more than 500 three-pointers than Steph. 540 more threes than Steph Curry. So it's a done deal. Case closed as the best shooter of all time. I don't care if he didn't hit a game winner. He's got three rings. So he clearly shoots well when they need it in the big games. Whether he's hit the last shot at the last second or not. So to me, this record is just kind of justification. He's been the best shooter of all time for the last 6 years. But this is just kind of, you know, I think, Rob, to your point, I don't think it'll be broken. Like, I think it'll be a while because I get you, but you only did Steph's first 3 years.
No,
remember
first
his
four.
Third year
first
he only
four
played.
Years. First
okay,
four.
His third year only played 26 games because remember he had the ankle
years,
problems.
Right, okay,
right. So
four.
He didn't play four full seasons or even close. And then his last 10 years, Rob, he's averaged 10 3-point shots a game. And all the young guys, Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young, Duncan Robinson, all of these young guys who are hoisting a lot of threes. First of all, none of them are shooting 10 a game like Steph has for the last 10 years. And secondly, they all shoot them at a far lower percentage. They're not hitting as nearly. Donovan Mitchell's a 35% three-point shooter this year.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that he can't
Trae
get
Young
better,
is, a, is, a, is below
more.
That.
I think
so
they'll
my
be
point
players.
Is they're not going to be. Well, Trae Young is 39%, but he's shooting 7 a game. And so my point is, Steph is going, if he plays another 4 or 5 years at a high level, let's give him 4 years at a high level.
He could have four years with
it
not.
Game.
And his percentage comes down. I said he could.
Oh, it might come down
a little. At the end, his percentage could come down as he gets older, Chris.
But he should be over 40 for his career.
I'm just saying, it is not inconceivable as you get older, you know, and you have more wear and tear on your legs, that his percentage could go down.
No, it may come down a little, but I'm saying I think for his career, he's already at 43%. He'll probably be above 40 for his career. And he's going to add to this mark over the next 4 years or so. So I'm not so convinced that it'll be broken anytime soon. But I do think this, Rob, even though the NBA may not make as – probably will make as big of a deal. But whoever does break it, and it might be 20 years from now, I don't know when, it'll be a bigger deal than this. Because the game – I mean, who knows what's in store for the game. But there has been such a sea change in the way basketball is played, Rob, that they're going a ton of dudes are going to break Ray Allen's record. You know, like in 20 years, Ray probably won't even be in the top 10, if not lower than that.
Yeah, I have different expectations when you call somebody the greatest shooter, except for he's not clutch. It just doesn't even go.
I didn't say he's not clutch.
It doesn't even go hand in hand.
Well, I didn't say
you had
clutch.
Your say. Can I?
No,
can
but
I go?
You're putting words in my mouth.
No,
you
I didn't say. Did I say Chris Broussard? Did I say
you
Chris
said
Broussard?
You.
All right.
You said you.
I did
and
not
you,
say
you.
You. All right.
You,
people
yeah, you
say
you.
They act
me.
Like it don't matter. Like, oh, it don't matter. The same way nobody says Marv Levy's the greatest NFL coach who went to four straight Super Bowls.
He don't have
what. He won four. He got to
Steph
the Super Bowl four times. Okay,
Steph's got three rings.
No. Can I make my point? Can I make my point?
My point is,
makes you gotta to be the greatest shooter. You gotta have those moments when people go, "Wow, I can't believe Steph knocked that down and won the game." They don't do that. It's like, what? Oh, Steph, he missed another one. Go look at the videos. They're all over YouTube. All the misses when the Warriors need him most. How could you look at
How's
that guy and say he's the greatest
rings?
Shooter? Hello?
How's he got three rings?
Can you cut his mic off, please?
I'm just asking.
I'm not
you
talking
like
about rings. I'm talking about the because he had Kevin Durant. Because Durant made
he
shots
didn't run
over,
the Durant over, Lamar, Durant
over LeBron
his team.
James. That's why.
When they're up,
it doesn't make sense.
One,
can I talk?
One?
Can I? Hello?
Those are big shots. Stop it.
When? You're talking about the greatest shooter, but he ain't clutch. It's okay that he's not clutch.
Who said he ain't clutch?
Chris,
who says
I'm
he's
talking.
Not clutch?
Quiet down.
Who says he's not clutch?
Alex, turn his mic off.
I'm done. Go ahead.
It doesn't make sense to crown somebody the greatest shooter, but they can't make big shots in big moments. It's a contradiction. He's the best three-point shooter because he has the most makes. I'll give you that. As I stand here today and I need a big shot to win a big game, I don't want Steph Curry near the ball. If he's throwing up confetti or a bucket or a half-court shot, a circus shot for the crowd, I want Steph Curry. If I want the game to be won at the buzzer, I don't want the ball near Steph Curry. Steph Curry can be a decoy or put on the bench. I don't want him touching the ball in that moment. He doesn't make those shots. His shot's not wet. He's wet.
Rob, who says he's not clutch?
Stats say he's not clutch.
Well, you said somebody says he's not clutch. I haven't heard anybody say that.
Stats.
I say you can say he's not the most clutch shooter ever. That doesn't mean he's not clutch. And let me ask you this.
Can I?
What was the game winner? What's the game winner you remember from Isaiah Thomas? Big shot.
I didn't call. Nobody's called Isaiah. No.
Basket,
because nobody's
basket.
Called Isaiah Thomas the greatest shooter of all. I don't need
don't
to do
to
that.
Shot,
but if
layup.
You're going to say if
no,
you're going to say that somebody's the greatest
game
shooter,
winner.
I want you to give me the examples.
Game winner.
And
answer
you don't
me.
Have any.
Game winner.
That's why your argument is weak. That's why all you Steph
Can
Curry
you
minions
me?
Are talking
you a
about.
Question.
He's the greatest shooter, but I can't tell you a shot he made because he hasn't made one.
Was this Isaiah guy, Thomas
He hasn't
clutch?
Made one.
Was
no
Isaiah
one's called
Thomas
Isaiah.
Clutch?
Isaiah Thomas, yes, made clutch
okay.
baskets.
What was the
in
what
beating
was
Michael
right
Jordan, Larry Bird?
And, give me and the shot you remember him hitting at the buzzer to win a game.
Nobody called him.
No, it could be a layup.
Nobody.
It could
called,
be a layup, Rob.
Nobody
give me the
called
shot.
Him
not jump
the
shot.
Greatest shooter of all time.
Not
that's
jump
my
shot.
Argument.
Give me the clutch layup he made to win
I
a game.
I don't have his career in front
oh,
of me. You know what I have?
You don't?
I have
guy,
Steph Curry's
thought,
career in front of me.
I thought he was always remember.
I got the video.
Remember when he did this? Remember when
the,
he did
I
that?
I got the video. I got the video of
Mike
Steph Curry's nine misses. You guys
I got the video
keep doing
too,
that.
Watching three rings.
Nine, yeah,
how about
thanks
that?
To Kevin
you
Durant.
Can, you can have
Kevin
the nine
Durant
misses.
And injuries. I still got the video of him
Kevin
not getting
Durant.
A finals MVP. How
Kevin
about
Durant
that video?
Ran the Steph's team.
Stop being
Steph
a,
didn't
a,
run
a
the Kevin Durant's
a
team.
Steph Curry fanboy. You got no video. Show me the big shot he's made, Chris. You don't have one.
He's
greatest,
got three
greatest
rings,
shooter,
Rob.
My ass. He's not the greatest shooter.
First of all, don't please TMI. All right, we don't want to hear that. All right, but I don't. I'm not a Steph Curry minion. I'm dropping facts. He's clearly the best. He's 43% from three. All right, it's your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Somebody's panties are in a bunch.
That's right.
Your
I
turn
just
to weigh
in. And I pulled them out with my teeth.
Oh, gosh. This is just full of TMI. All right. Is Steph Curry the best shooter of all time or not? Your turn to win with the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
Kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right,
you get into, right, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the iCouple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, whoever it is. But it should be Discover. Because Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Now, how's that for a gesture of appreciation? Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in What do you think about Steph breaking this three-point record, and is he the best shooter of all time?
All right, let's kick it off with James in Oakland. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, guys? I've been following y'all since the beginning of your show. I love both of y'all's takes on everything.
Thank you.
But, Rob, man, you got it wrong about Steph. With your logic, Robert Horry is the greatest shooter of all time.
Oh, he's not? Steph, wow, good point. Steph, really good point.
You don't know what Steph's done for the stadium.
Hold on, James. I'm going to let you make your point because I want you to put words in my mouth. Because it ain't just about Robert Horry making those big shots. He don't have enough body of work to be considered that. All, my point is, when you call somebody the greatest shooter of all time, he should have some big shots, big moments that matter. That's all I'm saying.
But you're saying the big shots that he doesn't have were only in the finals. He's done way a lot of shots in the regular season and the playoffs that have either gotten us to the next game or got us first place. Look, last year we had nobody. We were decimated at the half.
Hold on.
And
if they didn't win any championships, okay, they didn't win any championship and Steph had no big makes, you would still say he's the greatest shooter of all time. No, you would not.
Winning that first championship without KD.
Ali never was the heavyweight champ. Would you say he's the best boxer ever? What does that mean, Rob?
James, I got it. You know, that's your team. That's your guy. I have higher standards. If I'm going to crown somebody the greatest of anything, I'm going to nitpick the hell out of their resume.
Reggie Miller even says he's the greatest shooter of all time.
What does that mean? He's being nice. What is he going to say?
He's being nice. He really believes it.
What's he going to say? He's not? James, when Reggie Miller says he's not, then you come get me, okay?
No, Reggie's one of the biggest trash talkers ever.
He's on television. He does the game. He's not going to trash Steph Curry.
Look at Scottie Pippen talking all this trash about Michael Jordan. Is he trying to be nice?
No, that's different.
Some dudes say what the heck they believe.
That's different because he played with Jordan. He has an axe to grind. Reggie Miller has no axe to grind. Let's go to KD in Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, KD?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great, great. Hey, Chris, look, I can't believe I'm going to agree with somebody who compared Tom Brady to Robert Horry as the Robert Horry of the NFL. I can't believe it. But I do agree with Rob that I can't – when I look back, I can think about MJ. I think about him hitting a playoff shot. I think about Ray Allen, big shots against the Lakers in the playoffs. Even Reggie Miller, but I do agree with Rob the point that you need a body of work and the clutch playoff shot. That, I mean, he does have a point in that sense.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's a bum or he can't play.
How is he not? The last shot has to come with no time on the clock? I mean, and I'm just going to say this for real. And look, Kevin Durant is awesome. But that shot he hit over LeBron James is so overrated. And here's why. And that's all you can point to, Rob, is that, oh, that big shot Kevin Durant hit, you know, over LeBron. The Warriors won that series. How long did that series go? What was that his first year with the Warriors? That series went, they won that first series in five games. They were up two games to one. There's no pressure. And you had all these other great players on your team drawing attention. I mean, come on, man. It's easier to shoot well when you got a bunch of other teammates drawing attention. So I'm just saying, like, you talk about that shot like it was some awesome shot. What if he missed? They still would have won in five games. I mean, come on.
He didn't miss. Just like Steph had. Just what if Steph made one? Then maybe we could look at him. You can call him the greatest shooter you want, and that's what your standards are.
I'm not alone. Everybody calls it. Reggie Miller got high standards, too, and he calls him the best.
That's your standard. I have a different standard.
I don't follow the sheep.
I don't follow the sheep. I've never done it.
I was the first one ever to call him the best shooter.
I don't follow the sheep. People follow the sheep right off the cliff.
I'm the shepherd.
Go ahead.
I'm the shepherd
not.
In
you
the
ain't
sheep.
No damn shepherd. You can forget about
Who
that.
Who was the first one you heard say he was the best shooter?
I don't remember you saying it first, but I don't know.
I said it in 2015 at the NBA Finals.
I'm glad on his day you're patting yourself on the back that you did something to make him the greatest
shooter.
No, you called
me a sheep. I'm just defending myself.
You're a sheep.
You're
like everybody else.
Against your slander.
It ain't slander.
It is slander. I ain't no sheep. I'm My just whole
a,
life is
I've been
about
a reporter for 35 years,
okay.
And I don't care. If I hurt people's feelings because I don't say what they want to hear, everybody ripped me when I talked about...
What's that got to do with anything?
No, because everybody thinks that you just got to go along. Oh, just go along with
Who
everybody.
Thinks that?
Everybody thinks Steph is so
you
cute.
You talk about me making it about myself?
Just go along. Just go
what
along,
What are you talking?
You're
bringing up
just
something that's
along.
Not even relevant.
I ain't going
okay,
along
Okay, you've
with
been a
that.
Reporter for 35 years. Great. What's that got to do with this?
I'm just objective. I'm not a fanboy,
really?
And I never will be.
Oh, you're Aaron
never
Rodgers'
will
biggest
be
fanboy.
Ever.
You're
when
Aaron
I become
Rodgers'
a fan
biggest
ball,
fanboy.
When I become a fanboy, I'm done. I'm quitting. I'll never be a fanboy on the radio, in print, on television. Ever, ever, ever.
Here's the first question Rob's going to ask Randy Mueller. Randy, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers.
Can we go to the update? Because I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right, we got Randy Mueller coming up next. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, our man Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Randy, how are you?
What's happening?
Doing great, guys. What's going on, man? I hear I'm missing a little fight going back and forth, huh?
I'm just teaching lessons on the radio like I do every night.
Randy, you
co-host.
Know what? It's hard to work with. I don't know how Chris mans that microphone with pom-poms in each hand. You know, I have a reporter's notebook and a pen and a recorder.
Yeah, right.
In my hands.
Yeah, right. All right, Randy, let's start here. Last night, obviously the Rams, big win over the Cardinals. But OBJ played really well, 6 catches, 77 yards. Seems to be fitting in swimmingly with Matthew Stafford. And now Justin Jefferson comes out and says OBJ wasn't a problem in Cleveland. Where do you land? When you see a guy go someplace and he's been there less than a month and he's just fitting in terrifically and he was in Cleveland for several years and just it was just like nails on the chalkboard when he was in the game, you know? And where do you kind of place blame? How do you explain things working out so well so quickly with the Rams?
I just think sometimes things fit and come together and sometimes they don't. Sometimes we try to jam a round peg into a square hole and you can do it for years and it's not going to work. I just think the fit here is obvious. Everybody used to say OBJ is a deep threat. He's a deep threat. He's way more than a deep threat. This guy can get open. He can separate. He could do all these things in Cleveland. It's just a matter of the system itself working for him. And in Cleveland, they had different priorities. I don't think anybody has to take the blame. It just wasn't going to work there because their system is set up to do things different. I think, obviously, in McVay's system in L.A., he picked things up right away. The quarterback is finding ways to get in the ball. I think the arm talent that the quarterback in Cleveland had is completely different than what he sees now on a day-to-day basis. So it's just a better fit. I strike more against not blaming other than just, recognizing what talent and his skill set is and fitting it in. I think the Rams have done a decent job with that.
How about Kyler Murray? Stafford played well, first win against the team with 5 wins above 500. He was 0-17 coming into this game, which is just a crazy number. But he played very well. Kyler Murray did not. What did you see from him? He had a pick 6 in the end zone. He missed a wide open receiver on their first drive. And there was a couple other times they were, close and gave up the ball on downs. What have you seen from Kyler since he's been back from injury?
Well, here's my take on Kyler. And I've always worried about him. We've talked about it. The durability factor, and I have in my mind him limping off the field again last night. But having said that, I think both teams came out in a positive way yesterday. And obviously the Rams got back on track. They were doing some of the things last night that we all said they should have been doing all along. But even in Arizona's case, and you said it, Arizona has a good record. They were going in as the number one seed last night, but they hadn't played any close games at the end. The only other close game they had was another miscommunication in a game where Kyler Murray and Hopkins screwed up and weren't on the same page. So I just think Arizona learns from this. I think it happened at a good time for them. I think it wakes them up a little bit, and I think they're better because of it. Now, you don't want to lose games. I get it. But I just think there's a lot of positives to be gained from Arizona. And in Kyler Murray's case, he needs to be in some of these games. He needs to manage his group better. They look disorganized and out of sorts, and, yeah, it was chaos at the end of the game. But some of that blame goes on Cliff Kingsbury. Some of it goes on Kyler Murray, too. He's got to rally his troops better. But he had never been in these spots. So I just think it's experience, noted, and he'll be better next time around because of it. They're a good team. I don't think they're a pretender because they lost last night. They're still a contender in my mind.
Randy, where are you at on and not talking about the injury. Let's assume Lamar Jackson is fine and he's able to play on Sunday. Or I don't know if they play Sunday or Saturday, but this weekend. Where are you at on him and the Ravens at this point? Because obviously he's been struggling for almost 2 months now.
Yeah, I think he's really been struggling since the Miami game, and they blitzed him to death. And I don't think the Ravens have recovered from that. Remember the game where Miami almost blitzed every play.
Yep.
And he was at a loss as to, one, what to do with the ball, and two, I don't think from a schematic standpoint they gave him any options. So I just think the Ravens are stuck right now where they are. They've got to find a way to get him under center. They've got to do some more things play action-wise where they can run the ball. Now, they're devastated with injuries. I get it. But he's got to find a way to beat pressure and not with his legs. He's got to make them pay. The biggest defense against blitzes is to hang in there and hit a big play. And it's in the passing game. And he just hasn't been able to do that yet. So the ankle now, maybe in the long run, maybe it keeps him in the pocket because he can't depend on his legs. He's got to see things quicker and get the ball out quicker. And I think that's how you defeat blitzes. And we'll see if that happens when he gets back healthy.
Hey, Randy, we got about a minute to go. You know, the COVID and what's going on in the NFL, like wildfire. Chris and I talked earlier about, you know, could this affect the Super Bowl where one of the starting quarterbacks might have it, you know, like or a playoff, big playoff game. How concerned should teams be that you might be without a star player in a big game, especially after New Year's and Christmas? You know, people are together again. We saw it, the surge after Thanksgiving. This is a real concern, isn't it?
It's a definite concern, and I think if I was a GM right now, I would be looking at trying to find a way to maybe consummate my own bubble, right, to get our guys all under one roof.
Wow. Oh, that's a good point, Randy.
Have you heard anything? Are there teams thinking about stuff like that? Do you know?
Well, I don't think anybody's publicly said it, but I don't think how they couldn't think about it. I know I would be. I'd be trying to
find a way. You're the first one I heard say it, to be honest.
It's a good idea.
I'd like to protect my guys. I'd like to find a way to do it. I guarantee you Tom Brady's brought it up to somebody in Tampa because he's the one that, you know, thinks ahead, so to speak. But I think most GMs are proactive in this regard. Hey, 67 players testing positive the last 2 days. That's enough of a message to me that we got to gather our troops and get under one roof. And if it means in the playoffs we have bubbles for each team, so be it. But I think the league has to look at it. The union will have its say in it, but I would sure look at it and consider all avenues to find ways to break into, you know, other places under one roof so that we don't have to be out in the public quite as much, just to lessen our risk.
Great point, Randy. Great stuff overall.
We appreciate you, buddy.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Parker's Power Rankings are next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
right.
And then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas. It's the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. All right. It's time for Parker's Power Rankings.
Can you increase your power?
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power. It's Parker's Power Ranking.
All right, let's kick it off.
Number 5.
Get it going.
Number five, I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
9-4. I'm still like leery because of the numbers are a little inflated by how they've dominated Las Vegas and then some of the other games. But they're definitely on the road back. I just not so sure. I guess Thursday we'll find out more about the Chiefs from me. I think it's an important game. And that'll tell me something. But for right now, they're number five.
Number four.
The New England Patriots. I mean, I think the New England Patriots at 9-4, their defense, they got the best defense in the NFL. That's why I ranked them so high. We saw what they can do. And they're third in special teams. So quarterback in the offense isn't that great. Middle of the road, Chris. But the defense, again, that's Bill Belichick. We know that. Kicking, defense, special teams, and they just continue to win. So never thought I'd see them win seven games in a row, but Patriots 9-4, I have them at number four.
Number three.
Arizona Cardinals, I dropped them down to number three, 10-3. I know, I mean, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. They still have 10 wins, but they've lost all three home games, which is weird for a good team.
Wow.
And they're only 3-3 at home, I believe.
Right, which is very, very weird. Like in the NFL, I get it that they're 6-0. What are they?
7-0 on the road.
Right, 7-0 on the road, which is incredible, Chris, in the NFL. But they needed to be better. That game was a statement game, and they failed. The Rams beat them. The Rams looked better. So I got the Cardinals at number three.
Number two.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're also 10-3.
Wow.
Bucks, you know, lighting it up. A lot of bad teams, but they've gobbled them up. They've beaten them up. One strange thing, the defense has given up 22.8 points a game, which is 19th in the league. Kind of surprising with their defense. It's still eighth overall, but giving up a lot of points. They have won 10-3. They're in position to vie for the number one seed in the NFC. Three teams all with 10 wins. This is going to be interesting to see how it plays out at the end. So I have the Bucs at number two.
Number one.
And number one, the Green Bay Packers. Number one, offense dominant. The defense has done a good job. Special teams, though, disaster. They're last. And you saw the Bears game. You know, special teams can kill you, Chris. They got a playmaking defense. Aaron Rodgers had four touchdowns against the Bears, carved them up almost 400 yards or whatever it was. But you can't give up returns and misplays on special teams, give teams short fields, especially when you talk about the postseason. But Green Bay, when you think about where they were after week one, and then the other loss was when Aaron Rodgers didn't play, they've been pretty damn good. They've been 10-1 when you think about that. That's pretty incredible the rest of the year. So I got the Packers as number one.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you with the Packers. I probably, even though I don't, you know, my picks were KC and Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl, and I'm sticking with that. But right now, I think the Packers deserve to be number one. I would have Kansas City number two.
Would you? Okay.
Yeah, I think, you know, that defense is legit. And the offense is coming around. It's not, you know, the light show that it's been the last few years. But it is, you know, coming around. I'd have Tampa three.
Why do you have Tampa below? Is it what I was talking about, the defense and their points?
Yeah, I don't think their defense has been as good.
It's not like it was a year ago, or at least the end of the year, right.
And maybe it will be in the playoffs, we'll see. But, yeah, their defense has been a little suspect.
We just saw it this weekend when they gave up the lead, right?
Against
Buffalo.
They let Buffalo come back, right. I'd still have the Rams, Rob. I probably had the Rams four. And then, New England, Arizona five.
You'd have Arizona drop down despite 10 wins. They would drop out of your top five? Wow.
I could have them five. You could have them five. Because I got the Rams. I think Green Bay, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, and the Rams are all better than them. New England, I'm with you. The offense,
the number one defense.
Yeah, the defense is great, but if they played Arizona, I mean, yeah, okay, I'm sure Belichick could give Kyler Murray some problems. But with their offense, what's their offense going to do? You know, this week, the Colts challenged Mac Jones, right? They're saying we're going to make him beat us. So let's see. You know what I mean? I like
him. I think that's the right game plan, to be honest. I'd stack the box. I dare him to run, and I'd make Mac Jones throw. After watching that, if you don't do that, what kind of coach are you? I mean, they're telling you, we're going to run the ball, and we're not going to put the quarterback in harm's way. And I'm like, I know, not that they're going to run every down like they did in that game, but make Mac Jones beat you. That's how you –
Yeah, and if he goes out and does it this weekend, then God bless him. And Tip now you really got to look at them. Right.
Right.
But let's see him prove it. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got an hour left of fire. And keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. You won't be disappointed. We got the great guests. And we got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss. And believe, we haven't said it yet, but Trash Talking Tuesday. My goodness, lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.